And joining us on the line from Honolulu, Hawaii, is Joe Thomas, six-time Pro Bowler for the Browns. Joe, how is it in paradise?
It's pretty nice. We had a little bit of a sprinkle this morning, but then the sun came out, and now it's beautiful.
Yeah, a little bit of a sprinkle. People in Cleveland are feeling that pain, you know. They just well,
I heard it's a little colder out there.
A little cold, a little snow, you know. They're dealing with that. Now, I'm in Mobile, Alabama, so it's been nice down here too. But I want to start first of all with the fact that this is Pro Bowl number 6 for you, Joe. And
yep.
And you know, at some point you impressed me as a guy who takes absolutely nothing for granted, but how does the sixth time feel getting the selection, say, versus the previous five or the first one or whatever?
Sure. Well, it always feels great when you get to come out here and represent the Cleveland Browns in the Pro Bowl, but I think as I get older, I'm starting to become one of the older guys out here and one of the more veteran guys, so it does start to feel like a little bit of a different experience, a different role on the team, because I am one of the older guys now versus being kind of the bright-eyed rookie, so I think you kind of take everything in on a little bit of a different perspective because you are one of the guys that's been here that's getting asked some of the questions by some of the younger guys. So it's kind of a neat, different experience than the first ones.
Yeah, and like you said, you're one of the senior players there. What does that translate to? Are you a guy that younger Pro Bowlers are asking questions about? I know Phil Dawson's not a young guy per se, but it's his first Pro Bowl. But, I mean, are you becoming the walking encyclopedia on the Pro Bowl for these guys?
Yeah, it's funny. Actually, Phil Dawson gave me a call before we came out here and wanted to know all sorts of different questions and stuff. So it is kind of funny having a guy like Phil who's been around so long and has been with the Cleveland Browns forever asking me questions about what to expect.
And what do you tell them when guys ask about it? And you know, what kinds of questions do you get, and what information are you offering?
Well, I just always make sure to reiterate that it's an unbelievable experience. It's one of the few times you get to meet guys from all over the NFL and guys you get to compete against and play against, and just take it all in, because you can just, like you said, you can't take anything for granted. You don't know if this will be your last time or this will be your only time. So take it all in, make sure you experience everything to the fullest, and just enjoy it.
Joe, for your part, does it also resonate that, unfortunately, through these 6 seasons on the Browns, you haven't been a part of, you know, the success that you'd want, certainly in terms of wins and losses, and there's always that theory that guys who aren't on teams that, like this past year, won only 5 games or 4 like the previous year, don't get these opportunities, but you're still getting them. Does it make a stronger statement that, you know, the work you do gets noticed, even though the overall team success isn't, or even the offensive success generally isn't what you want it to be from a team standpoint?
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, you come out here and you see that the teams that put the most guys in the Pro Bowl are the teams that are winning. So it's always a little bit more difficult to be recognized when you're on a team that hasn't been consistently winning. And I think one guy that I always think about, you know, when Pro Bowl time comes around is Alex Mack. You know, he's one of the guys that I think is one of the best centers in the NFL, but doesn't necessarily always get the recognition he deserves because he's been on a team that hasn't been going to the playoffs or winning the division. So certainly it is a little bit more difficult to make the team when you're not on a consistent winner.
And, of course, very big news, right along. I mean, you got a new head coach in Rob Chudzinski, and we haven't had a chance to talk with you about that, so we want to start there. But he also hires a new offensive coordinator in Norv Turner, and Norv met with the media in Berea today. But let's back up and first get your reaction to Rob Chudzinski, a guy with a lot of offensive background, being named your new head coach.
Well, I'm really excited. He was a guy that coached me for my first 2 years in the NFL. I thought he was a bright young coach, and when he left, I thought he'd make a great head coach someday, and little did I know that he would be coming back to Cleveland a few years later to make his head coaching debut. So I'm excited about that. Got a chance to work with Norv Turner a little bit at the Pro Bowl a few years ago, and obviously have a great amount of respect for him. The things that he's done in the NFL as a coordinator and as a head coach, I think it really means a lot of bright things are in the Browns' future on offense.
Joe Thomas, 6-time Pro Bowler, on the line with us from Honolulu, Hawaii, Browns offensive tackle on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. Going back to Chud, and when he was an assistant coach for the Browns, he was an offensive coordinator, I believe, in your rookie year, right, in 2007?
Yep.
That's correct. Okay. So what do you recall specifically of his traits, of his qualities as an assistant coach that stood out to you?
I thought he was very detail-oriented. He was a hard worker. I thought he was a very bright guy. And he just impressed me the way that he had that football mind, that offensive mind. And I thought he was a good leader. So I think those are all qualities that are going to carry over well to being a head coach.
And North Turner, you said you had a chance to work with him a little bit. And you know he comes aboard with a lot of years, 14 of them as a head coach, very accomplished in coaching explosive offenses and wants to, and you know, talked about it in his news conference today, wants to have that exciting offense that certainly attracts the fans and obviously more importantly gives you a chance to win some games. You as a member of that offense, I mean, are you fired up about that? And what are the expectations based on what you know of the offenses he's helped put together?
Well, yeah, I'm really excited. Obviously, he's a talented offensive coordinator, head coach. He's got a lot of experience, and I think it's going to be a lot of good things in the Browns' future. I don't know what we're going to look like on offense from a personnel standpoint, but whoever's going to be out there, I know that Norv is going to get the most out of him.
Have you had a chance to talk with Chud or Norv yet?
I talked to Chud after he got the job. You know, like you mentioned, we played for a couple years under Chud. And so I knew him a little bit, so was pretty excited when he first got here. Just wanted to know sort of my just brief thoughts on everything, and just wished him well. So I'm very excited about that.
All right. Well, I know you're enjoying it there in Paradise, and please continue to do so. And all the best, and we look forward to seeing you back again in Berea, my friend.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, that is Joe Thomas, six-time Pro Bowler for the Browns offensive tackle, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got so much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.